If there weren't video proof of this, we'd have been howling our asses off at the idea of a mountain lion wandering around the city of Rochester. But that little clip we've all seen has changed everything. And now that we're a few days out, there are two theories that have been pushed to the forefront from actual experts.
Okay.
And neither of these theories are good.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So it has been 5 days since a ring cam in the city of Rochester caught what appears to be a giant cat wandering around North Clinton Avenue in the city of Rochester.
Wow, pussycat on the prowl.
Just a tiny little clip. That's all we got.
Can I just say, he had a week to come up with the sentence he was going to say, and that's what you came up with? Okay, so we weren't here last week when this broke. But that actually works out better for us.
Okay.
Because now we have details we would not have had
on
Thursday.
We have to wait it out a little bit.
Yeah, which is always best for this show. So the police have confirmed, for those who have not been watching the news over the weekend, the video is not a hoax. It is a real hoax. Or this is a real video. Sorry. It's a real video. This is not a practical joke. On top of that, there were several 911 calls from residents that night who saw this cat wandering around in the city, including this eyewitness who may have given the best interview in the history of Rochester television.
Last night, I was just walking to the store, you know, going through my little routes, getting my couple little snacks and stuff. And all of a sudden, I just see, I'm on the side over here, and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't know what was going on, you know? I was like, little nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people after I see the people run, I just see something big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. It just said, rah! I seen it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. They probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but.
That is awesome.
Did you see? He gave a second interview where he was holding an aluminum bat
that
the next day.
Interview.
Oh, that was
that
the interview. I'm sorry.
The bat interview.
My apologies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My apologies. Yep. Okay. So there is something out there. There was something out there. But what makes this story extra scary?
What is that?
No one has seen it.
No.
Since the night it showed
just
up.
Disappeared.
You got it. The trail has gone cold. So the cops believed they had it cornered. If you listen, you can go and listen to the police radio.
Yeah.
They thought they had it. Then it was gone. The DEC has been investigating, and based on the little we all know, there are now two theories from the experts.
Okay, let's listen to them.
That have been pushed to the forefront. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The first theory is, one, someone's pet got loose.
It was a captive mountain lion.
You got it. And here's the thing. It wouldn't be the first time that happened.
Yeah.
Right? This would be the scariest pet, I think.
Yeah.
That ever got loose in the city of Rochester. But it turns out there have been a few people in upstate New York arrested over the last 30 years for having both lions and tigers as pets.
Mm-hmm.
How the F would you keep a mountain lion as a pet?
Okay, so is this basically, they keep calling it different things. Because I heard cougar, bobcat, mountain lion. What is it?
Is a cougar and a mountain lion
were the same thing?
Are those the same?
I don't know.
Can we Google that, please? Well, I mean, people got quick glances at it as they were sprinting in fear away from it.
So the only picture you got is the ass and tail of this thing walking by.
Because
you don't even see the head of it.
Yeah, that's the.
You just see the eye looked at it. I go, this has got to be Jive.
So the police have said this is not a.
So did they corner it and see it?
I thought they said if it's a real video.
I know. I saw over the weekend it is a real video.
But you
said they cornered it.
I don't know if that was the thing. I don't know if they saw it or they thought they had the location.
Okay.
Did anybody actually see it after that video?
That I don't know. We have that guy as an eyewitness, what we just have here.
Mm.
I mean, look, I read over the weekend
that
police say the video is not a hoax.
Right, so they're saying it's legit because I thought it was a joke.
So your theory was it was a hoax the whole time?
Yeah.
That the city went
was pulling a move because it's funny because now everybody's putting all those pictures on Instagram.
But they wouldn't have known that was going to happen. I mean, look, we did get swept by mountain lion fever.
Oh, yeah, it was funny.
Into the weekend. Well, it's funny.
It's funny until somebody gets hurt.
Well, that's just it, man. Like, that's why we needed ending to this story.
Yeah.
Because it's funny as hell unless you find, like, some guy that's got a big hole in his chest.
So here's what's bad.
What's that?
If they never catch it.
That's what I mean.
And you never hear from it, but you don't know if it's gone.
Exactly.
So now it's the boogeyman just walking around at night.
Because here's the thing, man, and I'm being sincere when I say this, right? Like, One of the benefits of the greater Rochester area, the city of Rochester specifically, is there is so much green space inside our city.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right? Like, you have High Falls right behind us. You have Durand Eastman Park. You have Genesee Valley Park. Kimmy, your neighborhood over in the Witten area is nothing but green spaces. There are so many places this cat could hide and never be seen again. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I got out of the car this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, I did a full 360.
Bro.
I'm telling you, man.
You're wasting your time.
Why?
Because you're not going to outrun this thing. If it sees you, it's too late.
That's why I didn't want to get out of the car if I saw it. You didn't think about that getting out of the car.
I did not, because I still am not sure it's real.
Okay, so Jennifer Lukey did tweet out last week. She said, and because we were wondering, like, is it a mountain lion? Is it a cougar? She said, the DEC says, based on the video and measurements taken at the site, the animal in the video does appear to be a cougar, assuming the video hasn't been altered.
So I saw a guy on the news with like a tape measure, like measuring like the height of it and stuff based on where it laid on the tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty effing.
Yeah, I got it.
Your theory is
let's get out the rules, dude.
Wait a minute. Your big theory that you were teasing a second ago, here it comes, is it's not real?
Right.
Okay.
And I don't think it's real. I think somebody pulled a move.
Do not do this.
And now
man.
I'm starting to think again because nobody has actually laid eyes and
got caught on any other Ring camera or anything.
This
guy
literally.
Nothing. And nobody got it on a phone.
The clip we just played, the guy says he laid eyes on it, that you had the entire people.
But the dude didn't grab his phone? Nobody grabbed a phone?
It was an effing.
Well, I don't know. I'd probably be running in the opposite direction
if
I saw it.
Fleeing stuff with their goddamn phone but behind their heads, like taking one of these jittery pictures of crap, man.
Is that what it
I
looks
just
like?
Watched a volcano explode. People running down the volcano.
We've seen Bigfoot
burning up
more than we've seen this cougar.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm going to say something. And
that's why I scream jive.
We've talked about the difference here.
What?
All right? That's the difference between white people and black people.
What?
White people will pull their phones out and run while their lives are in danger. Black folks, get the hell out of
there.
No cameras. Come on, man. Like, they know. Black folks know. If I am in danger, don't matter. I'm gone. I'm gone. 252 WCMF. We're talking about the mountain lion, cougar, bobcat, whatever it is that was spotted in the city of Rochester. Tommy's big theory is it's a fake, even though police have come out and said the video is not a hoax. They confirmed the video. If you listen to the 911, or excuse me, police radio.
Dispatch?
Yeah. They were following this thing around. We just got an eyewitness account from this gentleman who said there were people running the opposite direction.
You think they couldn't bait it with a trap?
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, wait, hey, Kimmy, call the DEC. Tommy thinks we should bait it with a trap.
Put a big sandwich in there.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like get every other animal, like wild animal, looking for a sandwich caught in that trap?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you would, stupid.
So dog.
Nick writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I was chased by a cougar a few years ago in the city. She was driving a Dodge Caravan. God, Nick, you suck so hard.
That and more on an afternoon podcast.
Carrie Ann writes us.
Yeah.
13 Wham, interviewed the owner of the Ring Door Cam, the owner of...
Well, that guy was on every station, man.
The owner of the footage said the DEC reviewed the footage. They specifically had... By the way, you said he was on every station. It's a woman.
Oh, I saw the guy with the ruler.
A different guy.
Oh.
They said they had her pull up the video from the app to make sure the video is, in fact, a real video. You're the only guy in town. Fake.
You didn't think it was kind of fake at first.
Okay, at first I did until I started seeing all of the actual eyewitness.
Right.
Okay, so I promised you two legitimate theories.
Right.
The first one is this was somebody's pet that's got
right.
Okay. The second legitimate theory, and this one is more interesting, that it is a big cat making its way through Rochester.
So it's a wild.
You got it. And that theory also has a history. The state DEC pointed to a story where a cougar in the past made its way from South Dakota through upstate New York before it was hit by a car and killed in Connecticut.
Bam.
And cats like this are what
How do they know it's from South Dakota? They have like ID on them?
Is that like the closest place where they'd be?
No, because I think we have cats like this in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so how would they know that?
So here, I don't know. What do you want? Maybe it
was it's accent.
What's a South Dakota accent sound like? So here's the thing.
What?
Cats like this,
yeah,
or what they think it might be, are not native to our area, but that wasn't always the case. The DEC says cats like this, mountain lions and cougars, did live here in the 1800s. And we actually have seen animals returning the last couple of years that we haven't seen in a long time. For example, bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
Remember like 5 or 10 years ago, somebody said they had a picture of a bobcat in Chilon.
Yeah.
And the DEC said, no, that's just a big old fat cat. Picture said differently. Last week.
Another story that never really had an ending.
But here's the thing, Kimmy. Yeah. Remember last week, the state said there are now so many bobcat sightings, they're going to start trapping bobcats in New York to try and count them. So,
okay. Right.
No, not all right. That means
cats are back, baby.
No, I can't live in a place with mountain lions, man.
Oh, my God. You're never going to see one. You're not going to see one.
I mean, if anybody is going to see one, it's probably going to be Pat. He's like way out there in Henrietta. It seems like some weird stuff happens in Henrietta.
And you had a bear in your neighborhood in Pittsburgh.
Kinda.
A couple years ago.
Kinda way out there.
Everyone's dying to know on Instagram, by the way, if there were only 5 bear in New York State, how many mountain lion?
I'm going to say we got less than one.
There's definitely one.
There's half a mountain lion walking around.
Yeah, you only saw the back end of the video.
Hey, could it have been a bobcat?
No, I literally just read you what Jennifer Lukey posted. DC says, based on the video and measurements taken at the site, the animal in the video does appear to be a cougar, assuming the video hasn't been altered. So they think it's a cougar if it's real.
Okay.
This sucks.
Cougar.
This sucks hard. I want no part of this, man. I want no part.
What is it? I mean, I must say it's a small animals, right?
How big is it? I don't know.
It looks pretty big.
Like, it would eat like something like the size of a cat. He eats like rabbits. And
see,
stuff
this
like that.
Is why we thank Raccoon. God we were not on the air the day this happened.
Is it garbage?
No, because your career is safe, but like the rest of the stuff. Can we Google what a mountain lion?
Like, get in like dumpsters and just start eating like pizza boxes and stuff.
Their main prey is deer.
Okay. Wow. Wait.
They also hunt and consume smaller mammals.
But it can take down a deer.
Occasionally livestock.
What?
Wait.
Like sheep.
Goddamn
and
cow.
No, not cow. Sheep and goats. Smaller livestock.
Oh.
Jaden writes.
Yeah, I love goats.
Jaden writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The really scary part is mountain lions stalk their prey, so you'd have no idea they were coming for you. Thanks, man. Thank
well, they
you.
Hide and they pounce.
Good to know.
I hear they can go through 7 engine blocks.
Oh, easily. Yeah,
252 WCMF. Again, 2 theories have now presented themselves from actual legitimate sources as to what this cat could have been from the city of Rochester. The first theory is that it was a pet that escaped. The second theory is that it is a cat that is moving from another location through our area to a different location.
Okay.
Both of these have happened before in the past, according to the DEC. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm proud to be first caller, and thanks for coming back. Missed you guys. So I've seen cougar 2 times in my life.
I've seen cougar 2 times in my life, says Skyler.
I was walking with my tray full of snacks. No, I saw one here. I live right next door to Electric Park, and I saw one probably 20 years ago from a distance. So a cougar is the same thing as a mountain lion and a puma and a catamount. They're yellow. A bobcat is gray and striped, kind of, a lot smaller. A puma is probably 5 feet, or longer than a person, for sure.
Longer than a person. Okay, here's the thing. You sound like you know what you're talking about, Skyler, but you saying all of that stuff that sounds right in that voice makes me question if it's right.
No, listen. I lived in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains, and my girlfriend worked at a motel. I was just
when you were a serial killer?
I was hanging out in the outdoor hot tub, and I watched a mountain lion come down the mountain. I was scared for my life, and it went right to the dumpster, got something to eat, and left.
I love how you, my girlfriend worked at a hotel. I have mountain lion expertise.
I saw one, it was 50 feet from it, and I saw one in Electric, just outside Electric Park. I was probably less than 50 yards from it.
Okay.
They're kind of common, then.
No!
They're there, but they don't want to be seen, just like a bobcat. There was a bobcat in my yard for a week. We saw it 5 times. My babysitter saw it, my kids saw it, I saw it, and they're...
What about your ex from the motel?
No, she was doing that important lion research inside the motel that they do at the Lion Research Motel.
Imagine you're managing a hotel, and your doofus boyfriend is naked in a hot tub.
I hope it gets you, buddy.
Skyler, great to talk to you, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep.
There goes motel/lion expert Skyler. So here's the other thing. What was that noise you just made?
That's too funny, man. Can't breathe.
So it's gotten so serious, at least the fear about it. There have been multiple stories this weekend about how to stay safe in case you come across whatever
this thing
is.
That will stalk and then pounce on you.
Yes. All right. So are you ready? Again, this is for a public service.
Okay.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, on a story on News 8 over the weekend, if you directly encounter a cougar, do not run. And that is in bold with exclamation points. Instead, be aggressive. Make yourself appear larger. If you're wearing a jacket, try to open it like wings. Wave your arms around, throw sticks, stones. Do not turn your back, and do not let your guard down.
That thing's still going to eat your ass.
They say the animal's more afraid of you than you are of it.
I know. And if I guarantee you I will fail that test. I am way more afraid of that goddamn thing.
Yeah, but I know I'm not outrunning it, so I guess that's your best option.
How about
pee?
Is it afraid of pee?
Yeah, you do have a history of peeing your
pants. Bro, my britches be wet. I see that damn thing.
Quote.
What?
If you keep your composure assert yourself, make eye contact, stand your ground.
Wait, look at it?
Yeah. Keep eye contact.
See, I'm not doing any of that.
Okay, you want to die? You want to get eaten by a mountain lion?
I'm going to slowly, while I'm shaking, walk away.
Okay, it says don't do that. If you are with
I love when people tell you don't act scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Okay. Scared's already in me. How do I not act scared when I am totally frightened? It's impossible.
If you are running, they say it may trigger their instincts to attack or chase.
Chase, okay.
And here's
what if I skip? Skip away like I'm happy.
No, because deer look like they skip. I wouldn't do that. I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, that's a delicious looking giant four-headed deer.
I would just like to see you skip. We could try that in a little bit.
And by the way, worst case scenario.
You're dead.
If you are being attacked.
You're going to be shredded.
They say, will you let me give you the actual information from
experts? Yeah, he's got claws and fangs.
Kimmy, thank God we were not live on Thursday when this was happening in the moment.
Whatever.
All right, quote.
Yeah.
If you are being attacked.
On me.
Yeah. Don't make that noise.
Skyler.
Quote.
I think I met your cousin in Colorado. I was thinking a hot tub.
Call my ex-girlfriend at the motel/lion research expedition.
She broke up with me.
If you are being attacked, quote, try to remain standing to protect your...
Try to remain standing.
Will you let me give the information?
Well, it's got your balls in its claws.
It's going for your
remain
neck.
The
reason you need to... There are people sitting on the edge of their seats right now trying to get this information. You won't
To change the channel?
I hate you so much. You know what? I need another week off right now.
Stand straight up.
Try to remain standing.
Hey, while it's attacking you. I'm listening.
Stay on your feet.
Try to remain standing.
Okay.
To protect your neck and head as they will go for vital areas. Also, fight back with whatever you have at hand, even if all you have is your hand. Do not approach them, especially at night, outside.
Well,
there you go.
Seems like a smart move, yeah.
Why? This is valuable information,
protect
stupid.
Protect your head and neck while it's gnawing on your balls.
Why would it go for your balls?
Because you're very vulnerable.
Are you not wearing pants?
No, he bite me through my jeans.
Yeah, wait.
Are you how dogs and cats always sniffing around your ball sack?
No, maybe you should wash your balls, man.
That is insulting. You know I wash my balls.
If you have animals constantly sniffing around your balls, it feels like more of a your balls issue. Watch out for that mountain lion cougar. Can we please get an ending to the story?
Yeah,
so
I know.
I feel comfortable.
And be aware. Be aware of your surroundings.
No, yes! Yes!
If this is your pet, sure. Raise your hand.
No, you're there. It's serious trouble, I would assume. All right, let's take a break.
Right.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This seems like a valid argument from the kids who had a really hard time taking this test from the state last month.
Yeah.
Because even their teachers are coming to their defense. But there is always a problem with a situation like this. No one outside of the school ever wants to believe these kids.
Yeah.
Because for guys like you and I, Tommy, it was a problem for them. Yeah, it was a problem for me, too.
So we ruined it for everybody.
We absolutely ruined it.
The test was the problem, not me.
You're hanging out at the Breaker of Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. A lot of high school students in the greater Rochester area, along with students across New York State, had major problems with the biology and earth science Regents exams given by the state of New York last month.
So a lot of people fail?
Yes, that's what it looks like.
Oh.
It has gotten so bad.
How bad is it?
The teachers' union has come out and said that the test had questions on topics that were not included in the curriculum given by the state.
Oh.
So here's how this works for those who don't know Regents exams, because, Kimmy, like, Regents exams were big when we were in high school. Mm-hmm. There are now schools moving away from them. There are some people that are so old they've never taken a Regents exam in their life. Tommy has never actually taken a test in his life.
Nope.
Like, legitimately. So these kids are given the same tests at the same time statewide. So every kid in the test at like 9 a.m. on June 15th will take the same exact test.
Right.
And the state gives the school the stuff to teach the kids all year long. That
then
they
here
say,
comes the test.
Yeah, that will eventually be on the exam. Right. And these teachers are saying there was a whole bunch of stuff on these two exams that they did not tell them would be there. Therefore, they did not teach the kids this stuff. The kids got bad grades.
Mm-hmm.
It made the teachers look really bad. And now it is a whole thing. In fact, there could be kids who started summer school last week that never imagined they'd ever be there.
So they didn't really need to be there because of this test.
I mean, that's what these kids and teachers are saying. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here is my question.
What?
If your kid does poorly on a Regents exam and they tell you there was a bunch of stuff on that test they never taught us, do you believe your kid?
I think nowadays you do, but there's no way. If I walked home to my father and go, yeah, they didn't teach us this stuff, and I also wasn't paying attention.
Well, I mean, look, you and I had reputations that preceded ourselves. Like, Kimmy, you got good grades.
Yeah.
Right? If you went home after failing the earth science Regents and said there was a bunch of stuff on the test they didn't teach us, would your parents have believed you?
It would have helped if I had the evidence to back it up. Like, if other people I knew didn't do so well. But if I was like the only one that struggled.
But here's the thing.
They may be like, okay, you could have studied a little harder.
But like, your dad's not going to call every one of your friends and ask. Like, my daughter, if she failed an exam, would be like, the first one would be like, everybody failed it.
You're saying like before they know that people failed.
Yeah. You just went home and said, wait a minute.
I don't know. Yeah, they probably just would have thought like I didn't study that thing, not that the teacher didn't actually teach it.
So they would not have trusted you.
Probably not fully.
What percentage of parents today are siding with their kid? Is it over 50%?
I always thought they backed their kids now.
I mean, it depends on the parents. It
seems like most of them stand behind their kids.
Okay, you're just basing this because you live on the east side, so like that really skews your...
I know.
Tanner would never...
I mean, the kids in our...
Dakota studies so hard!
I mean, they're all soft kids.
They probably, wow.
You.
No, I'm saying Pittsburgh.
You have words embroidered on the bottom of your shirt where no one can see them.
It's a Robert Grimm.
I'm just saying,
I think the East Side kids is a soft kid. Like, the parents back them and they support them.
Did you hear his quote? I just would like to read the quote back.
I know.
East Side kids is a soft kid.
Yes.
I think the parents are going to back the kids if the kids got good grades all year round.
Okay.
And all of a sudden something happened.
Right.
Like, I think the parents going to look at it like, okay, something's off here.
Yeah, it ain't
because my
up.
Kid did well all year and then they failed this test. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but you could boink a test. Like, okay, like my oldest, she gets good grades.
Yeah.
There are tests where she boinks because she did not prepare for the test.
But your other daughter, you said, is like crazy with the homework and studying, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, that kid can just walk in and...
But if she had an issue... You'd have to trust her. Like,
Yeah, but I don't want
to. Because she really focuses. Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, look, everybody has a bad day. I don't know. I don't know what. Look, I can't see myself calling the school or calling the state. Yeah. Like, you make this right for my
child. Because you're calling your kid a liar if you believe that she's, you know, fibbing about, you know, well, they didn't cover.
Yeah. Yes. Kids lie all the time. All kids do are
lying.
Yeah,
but your younger kid doesn't seem to.
No, she lies. She lies all the time.
Saying you're handsome is not a lie. She doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Why would my 12-year-old say I was handsome?
Why? Wouldn't you say your dad's a handsome
man? Have you ever said these words out loud? My dad is a handsome man.
No. But my father was not a handsome man. But if I had Kimmy's dad, I'd say, man, my dad's good looking, man.
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think I'm siding with my kid.
Yeah.
Until I would see a story like this where teachers are going to bat for them.
So the kids are screwed either way then.
And here's the thing. It's because of guys like us. Like it's an
we ruined it.
It's an easy excuse for the dumb and lazy kids to latch onto when the exam goes poorly for everybody.
Don't you remember as a kid going into it, like especially the test you knew you weren't going to do well on, like math for me, I knew like this was going to be hard for me, no matter how hard I studied. I remember going into those tests thinking, well, hope everybody sucks at this. Like, not I hope I do well. I hope everybody else sucks so it doesn't make me look as bad.
Well, you bring up...
I don't know if that's the issue I should work out or what.
You bring up other kids that are also sucking in the situation. Because, like, the suckiest kids are guys like you and I.
Yeah.
Who are idiots that'll be like, yeah, no, the Regency was...
We're bottom thinkers.
They effed it up. The other sucky kids in this scenario, 252 WCMF, again, we're talking about a story. The Teachers Union in New York State says that the Earth Science and Biology Regents exams this year for high school students, they had stuff on the test that was not in the curriculum. They did not know they had to tell these kids this was going to be on the exam, and a whole bunch of kids got really bad grades because of it. The kids that are just brilliant, that ace the exam, even though there was stuff on it that they didn't know.
Yeah.
Because those kids exist.
Yeah.
Like, they can see.
They figured it out. They can problem solve.
But that's a super kid.
But that kid screws up the curve.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The point I'm making, if that kid, if the smartest kid in the state gets an 89, well, you're curving 11 points for everybody else. One kid aces the exam, you could point to that kid and go, that kid did it.
All right.
Why can't you do it? I hated those
kids. Well, that kid is going to be around your whole life. That kid, that person, that employee.
Like, I would be really impressed by teenagers today, because there's a way for them to all get together, social media-wise, right? To get together and be like, listen, we're all not going to try.
Oh.
Because if we all not try, the exam will be curved enough where we're all going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's like shoplifting. If we all go in there, they can't arrest us
overwhelmed
all.
Overwhelmed with masks.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes. You can stop
Are you listening, kids?
You can stop one 10,000-person protest. You can't stop 10 1,000-people protests. You get what I'm saying here?
Oh, yeah.
And look, I understand that the kids aren't learning what they're supposed to be learning, but I think I could respect the initiative.
Let's
if
all
they
tank this.
Yes.
Of group think.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, but you're going to get the kids that know they're going to ace it that don't want to participate.
And that kid
like,
sucks.
Why should I help you?
Because that kid sucks, because we're all society here, man. Right? Be your brother's keeper. I'm going to fail this exam. Help me out, bro. It's like the same kids who are, they're able to organize senior skip day where everybody goes away and nobody gets in trouble.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you show me that kind of resolve and get together, I respect your generation. We couldn't pull it off.
No.
Kimmy, I don't think I ever got above a C in a Regents exam in my life.
Really? Not even, not in any subject?
Nope. Not a single one. There's like, Regents, you know, you talked about being a kid. They were the most stress-inducing.
Yeah.
Like, worse than SATs, worse than ACTs.
Well, even just the environment that you went in to take them, right? Like, it was in, like, a big gymnasium or something. And the way they had you spaced out, you couldn't speak. Like, everything had to be dead silent. Like, I was even afraid of making too much noise, like, pushing the pencil to the paper, you know?
So, do you have to take them every year?
Yeah.
Like, in high school?
In high school, yeah. No, they have them in middle school, too.
They do?
Yeah. Middle school Regents.
Like you were worried about like where your eyes were wandering. Like
was it time
too?
Like
you were cheating.
Yeah, we had so much time.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 or 3 hours. You had depending.
Wait, you got to sit there for 3 hours.
It's a huge exam.
I'd panic when kids would get up super quick. Like I'm like, how did you finish that already? I'm not even to the essay part yet.
Oh no, the worst part was when I was done. I looked around and the smarter kids were still working.
I was always like one of the last ones, and I always thought I was doing something wrong.
No, but like every summer, I would have to retake the math and science Regents, with the exception of two. My going into my freshman year and my senior year, they were just like, screw it, you're fine, whatever, you can get the hell out of
here. Every kid gets pushed through.
But like that kid that got an A on the AP Regents, I wished all of the bad things possible on those kids. So then like, all right, now that we have this problem, right? Or at least the problem that the teachers union
sounds like it's pretty fixable.
Well, how do you fix it? What's the solution?
I mean, moving forward, what do you do for these kids that got screwed?
Yeah.
You got to push them through. I mean, they got a legitimate gripe. You got to give them a pass.
Okay, but let's say
I'm not saying you got to give them an A, but you got to give them a pass.
But you can't pass everybody. So how do you, where's the cutoff?
You do. You just pass.
No, you can't.
Oh, bro, you can pass them for 1 year, fix the problem, and move on.
Well, no, because this shows up like every 2 or 3 years where there will be a Regents exam in New York State.
There's a little glitch.
Yeah, a problem like this. You can't curve it, like we said, because there's kids that have done really well. You can't just pass everybody.
Why can't you just give them a pass? Give them a D minus. Good enough and move on.
Well, no, because it wouldn't be good enough because there would be parents that would argue. Let's say you did that. Everybody that failed gets a D minus. Well, no, my kid would have gotten a C, B, A had the test not been flawed.
You got to tell that parent to shut up.
Okay. Vote for me, school board. Shut up.
Yeah, some of these parents need to shove it, man. You know, every, you know, just move it along. We're dicking around. We're dicking around. These kids are going to be around forever.
Kimmy, how do you fix this problem right now if the exam was actually flawed?
If the exam was actually flawed?
What do you do?
I mean, well, they're probably going to curve it, right?
Well,
I mean,
but like we said, there's a kid that aced this exam.
Yeah.
There was a kid that got 100. So how do you curve it?
I don't know. I don't know math. I didn't do well.
I don't be doing
so
no math.
I don't know how that works, but I always thought that kind of brought up everybody.
Okay.
So,
but that guy gets shafted, the top guy.
Well, okay, there would be that. No,
or girl.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously the person who performs better, it doesn't really affect them as much as it does everybody else.
But the way a curve works normally in like a classroom, right? Like you take the kid that got the highest, let's say they got an 89.
Yeah.
Right? So now everybody gets 11 more points because that was the highest exam. If there are a couple of kids who got a 100, and there have to be, statistically, it's impossible. Yeah. I mean, Kimmy, you're talking about every high school sophomore or junior in New York. There are kids that take.
I mean, I don't know because I know that that's what they would do, and it did bring up your score, so I have no idea how it all worked out.
I mean, it feels like these kids, are, even if they got screwed, are going to have to retake this exam.
Man, you got to go sit another 3 effing hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get hemorrhoids.
But that's what I remember doing that for the Math B or whatever it was. And, yeah, like even the kids that did well still showed up to take it again in summer school.
Yeah,
I've got to
get
annoying.
A higher grade. Shut up, dork. Shut up. None of this matters.
Shove it, dork.
No, but seriously, your first semester of community college wipes out all of your high school grades. Why are we doing this?
Why do you have to take these tests?
Well, because it's a way. It's a measuring stick for every school in the state.
And you need to pass to get the
funding?
Regents diploma. Yeah, but yes, it also has to do with funding.
Certain diplomas.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just let schools teach whatever they want. Or else you end up with like those really like those schools that end up becoming cults on Netflix. You don't want that.
No, you don't.
They weren't real schools.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I don't get what you don't get. That's a fair
I'll
way to
explain it to you.
No, I mean, it's very simple. It's the most popular thing in this country.
It is.
They now own several days of the week.
Oh, they do.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and you go, oh, yeah, okay.
But you're getting played for a sucker.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We are live this morning. Mm-hmm. Never taking a vacation again, ever.
Yeah.
Too much time, man.
I don't have any money.
And then, broke. And then what was wrong with the vacation? We'll jump right into this.
Whatever.
So Bills training camp is 9 days away.
Wow.
Right? 23rd is the first kickoff there at St. John Fisher University.
Mm-hmm. The 24th is the first.
Okay. So they'll be there on the 23rd.
Yeah.
All right. And what, yesterday was 7 Sundays away from opening day? Does that sound about right?
Sounds right.
Okay. So with that, normally we'd just be waiting for everything to start.
Yeah.
But the Bills have something extra this year.
Ooh, what are they going to do?
They are part of a program through Nike. The entire AFC East, along with some other divisions, mm-hmm. are doing what they're calling like city jerseys. It's an alternate jersey.
It's a city jersey. You know, when they're at the city playing.
Kimmy.
Then we got our country jersey.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
The uniform.
Represents something is Buffalo themed.
Yes, the history, the community, whatever.
Oh, so it tells a story.
Yes, it does. The NBA,
you an idiot.
The NBA and Major League Baseball have done this.
Yeah.
Bills fans have been waiting to see what this is going to look like.
Okay.
Ever since the announcement was made on draft.
So they have not revealed this city jersey yet.
They have not. Several reports have said.
Ooh, sneak report.
The Bills will debut their new uniforms. Reveal them.
Ooh.
July 22nd.
Okay.
So that would be next Tuesday?
Yep.
So when they reveal it, when can I get my one?
I would assume they are doing this the day before training camp starts because they want them to be able to sell them at training camp.
Okay.
That would make sense.
And the team store and online. Why do you hate this?
I don't hate it.
Yeah,
I don't get.
You hate it.
It's that unique.
It is actually. It's a brand new unique jersey.
They're going to make a billion of them and sell them to everybody. It's not like you're wearing.
Oh, you're saying like getting your hands on one is unique.
It's a mass-produced jersey. I can see it like if it was Jim Kelly wore it.
Uh-huh. Hey, that shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of money on it?
A couple of dollars.
Yeah.
I was doing all right. I was using up some of my Wheeze dollars.
Is that
I haven't seen those in a long time.
Is that a paisley collar on the inside?
It is. It's very unique. Very unique.
Pull it out there. And then you can't see it. Could you open your legs for me real quick? Oh, you got the paisley cuffs.
Open my legs.
Well, no, because there's a. Okay, God. For the audience watching on the live stream, there is something embroidered on the bottom inside of the shirt there.
It's the guy that designed it.
Okay, and it's also paisley on underneath there, too. Yeah, and the buttons are stupid and obnoxious.
Yeah.
What were you saying about non? Was that made for you? Was that made exclusively for you?
Well, I did have it tailored, yeah.
But that specific shirt, I can go buy it if I wanted to and have it tailored for me.
Mm. Well, you could, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
What were you saying about stupid mass-produced crap?
I don't know,
okay,
man.
Shut
it's still
up,
stupid.
You I don't like it, so it's stupid. Check out my Bobby Graham. It's a Bobby Graham.
Hey,
I got a Bobby Graham.
This shit will get you laid,
no,
man.
Really? When's that going to start? Why'd you wear it in here with me this morning, then? What are you doing, huh? To pop off that Bobby Graham. Let me see them man boobs. Bro, Bills fans should be excited about
this. They should. But I mean, they're just hosing you for more money. By the way, what's the whack going to be on this jersey?
I'm going to guess between... Yeah, 150
Wait, you said
and 180.
$180 for a,
like not far off.
And that's for the entry level jersey.
Yeah. For a jersey.
So they have three versions of the jerseys they sell now. There's like the busted
sucker, chump, and what? I want to go up to the buffoon division.
I take it back. There's four.
What? There's another one?
There's the $100 level one. There's like 150 to 180.
No.
There's like 190
that's
where the
quality.
Yeah, the numbers are like heat pressed on. And they're like actual numbers. And then there's the ones they wear on the field, which go anywhere between
like $350 and $400.
It's a $400.
Well, if you go super high end.
You were just talking about nobody's got money.
Yes, you're right.
Everybody's got money, $400 jersey.
Everybody, no, nobody's going to buy the $400 jersey. No, very rarely do you see those jerseys
right.
out in the crowd. It's probably going to be $150 to $180.
Which is still a lot of money to spend on a goddamn
but
useless shirt.
But that's also if it's a cool jersey, because sometimes these teams do these big reveals for like these unique things, and everybody's like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen, and then they don't sell any of them.
Oh. Okay, so to Kimmy's point, I want you to listen to me carefully.
I'm listening.
Because a lot of Bills fans believe this will be a Super Bowl era throwback. Red helmet, blue jersey. White pants, Jim Kelly.
High hopes.
That's what everyone wants. Everyone wants it. It makes sense with the end of the stadium coming to an end that you're going to honor.
Drive for the Super Bowl.
Okay, but let's say that's the case. Let's say you see these uniforms come out and you love them and everybody on social media is saying how great they are.
Yeah.
The second you see one of these in the wild, and get it. The second you can buy it online, buy it. Because these things will go away for a long time until they start making more of them again.
So do you think they're going to sell out immediately?
Yes. And their Western New York sports has a history of doing this.
Yeah.
For example, Kimmy, you remember, God, it was like 20 years ago now. The Sabres switched over to the Slug. You remember the Slug jerseys, right?
Vaguely.
Oh, yeah. We all remember the Slug jerseys.
Why can't I picture that?
It looked like a cloud, but it had a buffalo head on it.
Oh, okay.
They were the ugliest jerseys of all time.
Yeah.
And Sabres fans are so nuts, they bought them out immediately. There were months where you could not find a Slug jersey anywhere. When the drought was broken.
Slug drought?
When the playoff drought was broken,
you
had to wait. If you weren't one of the lucky first couple thousand people, you had to wait months to get the Bills made the playoffs hats, Bills made the playoffs t-shirts. Same thing when they won the division for the first time in 20 years. This could be another one of those situations. I'm just letting you know, if you love it, get it.
Or maybe just outgrow it. Let it go. I mean, it's two ways of looking at it, for real.
Bobby Graham, huh?
Yeah. Robert Graham, really.
252 WCMF, 252. No, I call him Bobby. We're close.
But you met him?
Yeah. He goes, don't you work with that stupid guy?
That one shirt I sold?
252 WCMF. Several reports say the Bills' new uniforms, their alternates, will be debuted on July 22nd. By the way, the Bills are only wearing these for one game this year.
What?
Yes.
And then they go away.
No, well, no, they may have this in rotation moving forward. But this year, one game only at home.
Oh, they can do that? I thought they only could. I thought, like, because of the league rules or whatever,
they changed.
Some of these jerseys kind of go away.
We could get deep on this, but for the sake of the audience, I will refrain
from
talking about
my
jersey
they can
passion.
Come back.
Yeah, next year they could use them again over and over and over again. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Victor. Hey, Vic, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I totally agree with Tommy, dude. This is a sucker money grab.
Yeah.
Something you're going to wear maybe 8 times a year, because you can't wear it outside of a football stadium.
What?
You look like a douche.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Just so you know.
No, you're not. Wait, he's on your side, and you're making fun
of
him.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I like to think I'm that diverse. Where would you wear it outside of?
You wouldn't. You'd be douchey. You got maybe a sports bar? Maybe.
Date night.
Plenty of workplaces do like Football Friday where they all wear their jerseys into the workplace. Why is it weird on a Saturday to walk around in a Josh Allen jersey?
You wear it for years. You could, it's only one
why
season
is it
only.
Weird?
Yeah, why is that weird? You see it all the time.
Because you're a grown-ass man wearing a t-shirt, right. Wearing a football shirt.
Someone else's name on it, right?
Yes.
Did you just call it a football shirt?
Yes, he did.
A football shirt?
Hey, can I get one of your football shirts, please? Hi, I'd like you to see your football shirt section. You bitch.
Why is he with me?
Hey, Vic, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Let people have fun with this.
Hey, have your fun. Have your fun.
I would argue if you spend that much on it, you're gonna wear it as much as possible.
100%.
Yeah, here's
you'll
the
be
thing.
Wearing that thing for seasons to come.
Here's what I don't get about men and these expensive things. Like you're saying they start at like $100, go up to $400.
Yeah.
You're gonna stain it. You're gonna be at a game, you're gonna be doing something stupid with drippy food, and you're gonna ruin it.
He's eating the drippy food in his football shirt.
Because, listen, we're going into high dip season, and you're going to drop dip all
drippy
over that
food
stuff.
On your football shirt.
What is great about...
What?
What is great about Bills jerseys, at least the home ones, they're dark enough where if you get your drippy food on it,
yeah,
it's
don't
okay.
buy the white. Yeah.
I can see it,
that's
man.
That's a bad idea.
I can spot a stain at 1,000 yards.
Are you bragging?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm King Stain.
I agree with that.
Oh, I stain it up good. Dropped me some stain last night.
Yeah, where was that?
I was just eating. I got, got away from me.
Uh-huh.
At your mama's house. I was eating good. Very drippy.
Shut up! Trevor writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF. So we don't know what these uniforms will look like. Bills fans are hoping for the red helmet.
So when do you see the reveal? Is it on television or something?
I'm sure it'll show up on
social
media. Trevor asked, do you think we'll ever see a Zubaz design incorporated into a future Bills uniform? That's a staple of the Bills. It would be interesting.
The maybe world's ugliest pant.
Kimmy, maybe that's part of what this uniform would be.
Could be.
I mean, the Zubaz has come back hard in Western New York.
Ooh, with your football pants.
No,
with your football
like
shirt.
I own vote on that even. Like that.
You think we're past Zubaz?
Not past
don't
it.
Tell me that. I own four pairs of Zubaz
I don't
pants.
Think we're past it, but remember when it had a real pop when it first came back again?
I think it's still good.
Okay.
I got a hat. I got my overalls. I got my actual Zubaz pants. I have my jogger Zubaz pants, and then I have my Zubaz shorts. Actually,
okay.
No, I have two pairs of Zubaz shorts.
So you zoomed up.
I love Zubaz, bro. It's so comfortable. The day, like, remember in the late 80s, early 90s, where it was appropriate for men to wear those pants just out?
Yes.
With a fanny
Every
pack?
Every dad mm-hmm. had a pair.
Can we please go back to that signed all men with powerful thighs?
And the fanny pack? With the fanny pack, too?
I don't need the fanny pack.
Take back the Zubaz.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys. We all got big thighs here. You know how hard it is to buy jeans? Come on, big thigh men. Let's do it together. Take a break.